Earlier this month, a congregation in the heart of Milwaukee at 2nd and Clark Streets bade its pastor an emotional farewell. For the last decade, Steve Jerby led All People's Church. During his tenure here, Jerby passionately spoke out for police reform, racial equality, and food justice. We pick up that latter thread this morning.
Over the last year, Hannah Utenbreck led the charge for nutrition at All People's. She tells Lake Effect Susan Benz what she learned along the way.
It's still pretty early in the morning, and three people are busy at work in the kitchen of All People's Church. Anita Baker is trimming a pile of fresh beans in preparation for lunch.
We get here by 5:45, but we clock in at 6 o'clock.
While Ted Ellis is helping to put the finishing touches on breakfast.
We're cooking up muffins, eggs, and ham.
Head chef Tiffany Nash simultaneously bastes three frying pans filled with eggs while keeping an eye on a pot simmering on the back burner.
This is smoked meat for a green bean.
That's for lunch. For 6 weeks, the team prepared breakfast and lunch for more than 120 kids enrolled in the All People summer camp program called Umoja. Half of them are here at 2nd and Clark. The other half are about 15 minutes away. Organizer Hannah Utenbreck says it feels like she spent most of the summer in the silver minivan her mom lent her to cart food and the heavy warming cooling units to the remote campsite.
Okay, we need to get going.
We load up breakfast and are off. Utenbreck grew up in Appleton and studied sociology before she headed out for a year of service.
I did just what volunteer last year in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and I wanted to come back to Wisconsin. I missed the Midwest. So I really was interested in doing like food justice work, whatever that meant. I didn't have a great idea what that meant, but I was like, that sounds like something I want to do. There's a program called Lutheran Volunteer Corps. It's kind of like AmeriCorps concept, except you live in community. I think you get paid less. Yeah, so I literally Googled food justice in Milwaukee, and Lutheran Volunteer Corps popped up, and so I applied. And so my position at All People's Church is food justice organizer.
Utenbreck said she was left to her own devices to figure out what that meant, to make it her own. She decided to try to bring the quality of the meals kids were served during summer camp up a notch or two.
We just really wanted to get a better quality food for the kids. This is the first year that we've been actually feeding the kids on site. Well, they've always been eating on site, sorry, but the food has always been prepared in a different site, so we've been preparing it on site and serving it. And I've heard good things about the quality of the food. People are generally happy. Actually, the other day I was listening to two different teachers talk in the parking lot, and they're like, the food is so much better this year. And I was like, yay. Like, what we've done is actually, doing something that people like. So
Utenbreck says applying for federal funding and then providing as much nutritious food as possible has been tricky. But she says it means a lot to have meals prepared from scratch in All People's Kitchen. Two of the team of three are church members. The other lives in the neighborhood. So Utenbreck wanted to dedicate funding to pay them while also filling the kids' tummies with good food.
Like today, the only thing we are required to serve, we have English muffins and a peach, and have the option of milk. That is what we get funded for.
But local partnerships help fill out the menu.
Like, we're going to have eggs and we're going to have ham. We work with Feeding America, Victory Garden Initiative. We work with them as well. We'll go into their farm. We also have our garden that we'll take food from occasionally as well. We're able to do what we do, provide the high quality of food we have, is because of these other organizations. Because, in reality, that's why kids get crappy food, is because the system is set up so that they get crappy food. It takes more time. Like, Anita is, right now, cutting all the beans up. It's so much easier to just get a can of corn and dump it in a container and warm it up. It just takes time that we're able to put towards staffing instead of putting towards food to some degree. So most of our budget is going towards staffing.
Yay! Utenbreck arrives at the satellite campsite called Haven Woods, and she enlists some of the campers to help haul in food.
Miguel.
They help arrange the milk, yogurt, fresh fruit, and all the rest. The kids slip on plastic gloves and beg Utenbreck for the most coveted serving positions. Utenbreck clearly loves interacting with the kids.
Oh, you got a new haircut.
She knows everyone's name and seems to have a feel for their moods. Originally, someone else was going to be handling the hands-on delivery and serving of summer program meals. Utenbreck considers it a profoundly lucky break that because of some last-minute staffing challenges, she had to fill the job. The kids take off for activities, and Utenbreck is left to clean up. As we head back to home base at All Peoples, time to fetch and then return with lunch, Utenbrock has a chance to reflect.
So what has food justice come to mean to you now, all these months later?
Good question. That's such a hard question. I feel like it's one aspect of the needs here. Food is important, and having access to healthy food, or at least like options other than like a corner store, is really important. Actually, the other day there was like a specialist who was doing a cookie demonstration, teaching the kids how to make cookies, and he ran out of eggs. I was like, shoot, I need to go run to get eggs. And the closest place I went to go get eggs is, you know, it was like a gas station, and the eggs were broken. And so then I had to go to another grocery store. And like where I'm from, after, you know, that wouldn't happen. You know, that's the difference. It's like deeply tied to like racial justice. Like, I don't see how food justice can exist without racial justice conversation, as well as just being, I think, within the food justice movement, there needs to be a very careful conversation about not pushing like white food tastes and ideas of what is good onto like black people. Like that, I think that is a very delicate, I don't know. That's why I think that like what is food justice is a very touchy conversation to me, because I don't want to be like, well, I know what's best, and like, no, I don't. I try to keep my hands off of like some like the menu and realizing my power and influence, but just trying to have a hands off, because I'm outside of the community coming in, and I'm more here to learn than to speak.
Utenbrock says she hopes to be part of solutions, but for now she needs to get back to her job. She has a load of hungry kids waiting for her return. For Like Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
Since the time Like Effect Susan Ben spoke with Hannah Utenbrock, she's moved on to a new job. She's joined Pearls for Teen Girls, a self-development mentorship program in Milwaukee. Utenbrock spent last year as All People's Church food justice organizer. You'll find our other stories about the congregation and its former pastor at WUWM.com.